Barea back here with you live on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, Sirius XM. A very warm Monday evening to you. Thank you for making us a part of your nightly plans, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, and replayed 6 to 7 a.m. Pacific time on Sports Byline. This is World Soccer Talk Radio. So our good friend Eric Winalda, clearly far too wrapped up in the Duke-Wisconsin college basketball game going on right now. Now, so I am just as privileged to be joined by one Nick Webster. Nick Webster, how you doing, sir?
Oh, fantastic, mate. And let me tell you, Winalda's not wrapped up in the basketball. He's wrapped up in his ego.
We will save that for an off-air discussion. Let's actually, here, this transitions perfectly. I was going to ask him about a U.S. Open Cup match from the year 2014, a fifth-round affair between the Atlanta Silverbacks and the Colorado Rapids. Would you care to entice the listeners, the loyal listeners of World Soccer Talk Radio, and just tell a little story about a U.S. Open Cup match at Dick's Sporting Goods Park back in the year 2014 between the Atlanta Silverbacks and the Colorado Rapids, Nick Webster?
Yes, well, it was a great story, actually. On the Friday before the game, Winalda called me up and said, hey, do you want to go to Colorado for the evening and watch this game between his Silverbacks and the Rapids? And I said, sure. And, you know, I'm thinking it's a typical Eric Winalda thing. I'm not going to hear back from him. Well, of course, I didn't hear back from him until Tuesday morning around 9 o'clock. And all of a sudden, the phone rings and he said, well, are you ready? And I'm like, ready for what? He goes, we're going to Colorado. I'll be at your house in 5 minutes. So, sure enough, beep goes the horn, Eric's outside, so I say to the wife, okay, look, I'm splitting with Winalda, we're going off to Colorado. So we fly there, we fly the day of the game, and hanging out with the team, and that, obviously I know quite a few members of the team because they were former Cal FC players, the players we actually took to the fourth round in 2012, beating the Portland Timbers on the way. And we get to the stadium, and they've got to fill out all the paperwork. And Eric said to me, well, you know, you've got a ticket for the stand, but you know what, I'll just put your name down on the team sheet as one of the coaches so you can sit on the bench. So I thought, well, that sounds like fun. And obviously the Rapids, big favorites for this game. I mean, they had all their top players out. Yeah, Eric had put together a really good team. The Silverbacks were some great, great players. And we went 1-0 up just before halftime. And then there was a big thunderstorm, and we had to come off for like 45 minutes. So 1-0 at halftime. Second half begins, and we go 2-0 up. Well, the player, I think his name is Jaime. I can't remember his name, but he gets involved, the goal scorer, gets involved with somebody, stamps on one of their players. He's off. There's some retaliation. Another one of our players gets sent off. One of the Colorado Rapids players gets sent off. And then another Silverbacks player gets sent off for verbal abuse. Meanwhile, Winalda has gone onto the pitch. He's got sent off. Pablo Mascherani, the Colorado Rapids coach, has got sent off. And then the Atlanta Silverbacks coach, assistant coach, has got sent off, leaving guess who in charge? So all of a sudden, the referees come up to me and said, well, you know, make sure you don't get sent off, because if you do, this game's probably going to be forfeited. So I had to coach the Silverbacks with 7 outfield players against 10 Rapids players for 22 minutes, plus an astonishing 14 minutes of injury time. And incredibly, we held on for the 2-1 victory, and once again, failed Mr. Eric Winalda out. So there's the story. It was quite incredible, though. Probably one of the biggest, upset wins in the history of the U.S. Open Cup, considering it was 10 versus 8 for something like 40 minutes.
Well, and again, right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Nick Webster has bailed out. Eric, Wijnaldum, you just keep bailing Wijnaldum out. Good on you, Nick Webster. Again, Nick Webster coming in to World Soccer Talk Radio. Very grateful to have my good friend on. My name is Nate Abarrea. You can hear this show every weeknight from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Phil Shane, who pretty sure is going to be calling in tomorrow night. We have Phil Shane on. Manana should be an absolute blast. Now, one of the things we were going to do this evening, and I've done this with everyone that's been on the show here in the first three episodes, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and let's just do this real quick here with you, Nick. You're someone who's been around the American soccer scene for quite some time, and I posed this question. I really enjoyed my conversation with Janusz Michalik on Thursday, a U.S. men's national team veteran himself, someone who played in the original three seasons of Major League Soccer, and we hear all this stuff about the progress of MLS and how far the league has come. Now, we were there. I was a little kid. You were there watching it yourself, much older than yours truly, in what were mostly half-empty football stadiums. You could say in some cases 90% empty American football stadiums. And there's this sort of idea that let's forget about those days of Major League Soccer. Yet at the same time, Don Garber and his people at his office want me to gather around the anniversary cake and blow out the candles with them and celebrate the 20th anniversary. So I'm gonna put a two-part question to you here, Nick. First off, do you think the quality of play on the field has come as far as Don Garber and the cronies at his office would like you to believe it has? And part two of this question is, do you think Major League Soccer owes a little bit more to the folks, whether it's the fans, the broadcasters, the players themselves, the coaches, everybody who was there from the beginning? Do you think Major League Soccer owes a little bit more to those folks? So part one and part two, the stage is yours, my friend.
Well, part one, I would have to say that I really enjoy Major League Soccer come the playoffs. I think playoff soccer in this country is as good as perhaps most leagues in the world. The excitement level is certainly there. The quality is exceptional, and the intensity and atmosphere is just as good as, you know, I mean, I hadn't said it, but it's true, as good as the Premier League. However, getting to that point is just like watching paint dry. I mean, just look at the start of the season that the LA Galaxy have had, and who cares? Because you know that come late September, when the playoff push begins, the LA Galaxy are going to find a way to make it to the playoffs and be a dangerous team in that format. You know, I really think that, you know, Major League Soccer needs to go to a single tournament format, and the winner of that table is the league champion, because, you know, class is form is fleeting, class is permanent, and we've seen it so many times in Major League Soccer over the years that the best team over the course of a season doesn't win the playoffs, and I just think that's a travesty, and it's not the way I would gauge the best team in soccer.
Well, it definitely it undervalues the entirety of the regular season. One interesting idea I've actually heard from quite a few people is adopting what the Mexican League does in many leagues in South America, of having an apertura and a clausura, of two half seasons where you still actually have the drama of the playoffs, and you get that. You get all the money that generates, but you also cut this, as you said, like watching paint dry regular season. You cut it in half. And so an interesting take out there. Be sure to let us know what you think about the MLS regular season at Nate WST and at World Soccer Talk. We got about 2 minutes before we head to break here, Nick. And so touch on part two here, Brizzy. Do you think MLS, do you think Don Garber, the commissioner's office, do you think they owe a little bit more to the folks that were there from the beginning? Or do you think that they don't want any of these thousands of new fans who are flocking to the league that they don't want them to know anything about shootouts and the Miami Fusion and the Tampa Bay Mutiny and the San Jose Clash and 90% empty football stadiums.
Well, to be fair, you know, any league that was going to start itself from scratch is going to make mistakes along the way. I mean, I was one of the volunteers for the World Cup Organizing Committee here in L.A., and I happen to actually know many of the players that went on to work for MLS, and there was always going to be missteps. I think, you know, MLS doesn't owe anybody anything. I think if you look at MLS as a marketing model and the business model, Don Garber is an absolute genius. I mean, he's the Donald Trump of the sporting world, because he's turned something that was worth very little. And if you have to think that when Garber came on the scene, what was it, contraction? It was 10 teams down to 8 teams. And, I mean, you could buy yourself an MLS franchise for, you know, whatever was in your wallet, basically. And now you're looking at close to $100 million per franchise. So you have to say that, you know, Garber's done a great job. And, no, I wouldn't say MLS owes the fans or the players or anybody else that came before, you know, 2015. They don't know anything.
Well, let us know what you think, again, on the Twitter sphere, at World Soccer Talk and at Nate WST. Even though he doesn't check his Twitter, you can tweet Nick Webster, at Nick Webster. So since he doesn't check it, but maybe once a month, be sure to put everything extra vulgar, all capital letters. He loves that. He might respond to you. He might just shrug his shoulders and move on. This is World Soccer Talk Radio. Privileged to be joined by my good pal, Nick Webster, of the World Soccer Talk Podcast, the world famous World Soccer Talk Podcast. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Premier League, the FA Cup, the Champions League, and yours truly, Nick Webster. We can do a little word association, the first edition of Word Association right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, shooting from the hip on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We love you. We love you. And where you play, we'll listen. Stay tuned.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
Case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and 5 comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are back with you live right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Nate Abarea here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. Listen to us every weeknight live in vivo, 6 to 7 Pacific Time, 9 to 10 Eastern Time. Replays of the show every weekday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Yours truly, Nate Abarea, joined by one Nick Webster. Nick Webster filling in for Eric Winalda the same way that he did in the 2014 U.S. Open Cup. And just like the 2014 U.S. Open Cup and that chaotic day in Colorado, Nick Webster is guiding us to the finish line, and we are going to bring home the victory. No matter if we have seven players, we're still doing it. That's right. So, Nick, let's do a little rapid fire. Let's go around the world of soccer right now. Let's start with what's coming up here this week. Champions League hitting the home stretch. Quarterfinals, eight of Europe's finest teams. And when I say Europe's finest teams, well, of course, there's no English teams in there. Who do you got your money on to finish the whole thing on top? Do you see another Spanish champion? Do you see PSG sneaking their way in with Zlatan and finally being able to accomplish what they've really been going for over the last few years? Do you see the Germans? Do you see München, Bayern Munich? Do you see them pulling off something magical? Who do you got your money on to win the Champions League, Nick Webster?
Well, unfortunately, maybe fortunately, Chelsea have been knocked out, and I was riding them from the beginning of the season, so I was actually stunned to see them go, but secretly pleased. And I'd have to say, you know, the Champions League is so hard to call because, obviously, we are talking about the cream of Europe, and you know, you can't really look beyond the likes of the Barcelonas and the Real Madrid. However, I think that this PSG team, after their remarkable victory over the Blues, I'm going to go with them. You know, obviously they missed Zlatan in the first leg due to that really dodgy red card he received at Stamford Bridge. But I think they've got a manager who's been there, he's done that, and they have players of an exceptional quality who have the experience of getting to these late stages in the Champions League. And I think perhaps, you know, destiny could be on their side and they're ready to take that next step.
If there's a team that I am rooting for within this final eight in the UEFA Champions League, it has got to be the Parisians, who actually lost 3-2 in Le Classique to Olympique Marseille back on Sunday. A fantastic match. For those of you that do not keep track of the French league, it's kind of one of those fringe leagues. Everyone always hears all about the Prem, all about La Liga, and even Serie A and the Bundesliga, and we never really think about Ligue 1 as one that we should be paying attention to. If you wanted drama, you wanted quality football as a part of your Sunday, my goodness, Le Classique was just fantastic. Marseille with the 3-2 victory over PSG. I love it. I hope PSG win the Champions League. It would be outstanding. And so many times that these French clubs could never get over that final hurdle. You think of all those Lyon teams that had chances over the years. Even Monaco making the final back in 2004 with Fernando Morientes on loan. That Monaco team ended up losing in the final to Jose Mourinho's led FC Porto. So again, French clubs have had their close calls of late. You think about so many Glory Day French teams back in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. So how good would that be for French football, for PSG to win the Champions League? And then how perfectly would that segue in to Euro 2016 in about a year's time, which will be taking place in France? All right,
well,
let's
mate, I hate to rain on your parade, but actually PSG beat Marseille. So I know you did this to me yesterday when I bungled Reading for Blackburn. So,
PSG 3-2. That's what I totally meant to say, because the Marseille fans were throwing things at the PSG players. Freudian slip.
Yeah, I'm with you all the way on that. PSG. But, you know, you were talking about the glorious teams in the 70s. Well, this is, may have been before you were even born. But St. Etienne actually played Bayern Munich in the final, and I was rooting for Les Froggies. This was, I believe, in 1976. And unfortunately, Bayern won. That was in the midst of their they won it three times in a row.
Well, and for those of you that do not listen to the World Soccer Talk pod, first off, shame on you. Second off, start subscribing to that thing on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and WorldSoccerTalk.com. World Soccer Talk pod hosted by one Nick Webster. I fill in for him from time to time. I absolutely grilled. I mean, I sautéed Nick Webster for the tiniest of slip, saying that it was Liverpool and Reading in an FA Cup replay. And I said, how dare you insult the good people of Lancashire and forget that Blackburn Rovers are still alive in the FA Cup. And here I am just giving a completely false scoreline. So Nick and Nate, 1-1. We'll see who wins the rubber match in the hanging each other out to dry for Freudian slip battle. Should be quite interesting to see. Who needs Pacquiao Mayweather? It's all about Webster Abarea. All right, let's move back to the FA Cup. Let's move back to that thing that so many people say have lost. It's lost its luster. It doesn't matter anymore. I beg to differ. The FA Cup still has so much nostalgic magic in my heart. And we're closing in on Wembley. Obviously, a Wembley semi-final awaits the winner of that Liverpool-Blackburn replay, which will be taking place this week. And, I mean, how great of a story is Bradford City. You got Liverpool, you got Villa still alive, you got Arsenal still in it. Who do you got your money on to lift the cup come May 30th on Wembley Way?
But sorry, mate, the only reason you care about the FA Cup is because the only chance your team's got of lifting any silverware this season. But I have to go with the Gunners right now. They are just the informed team in world football. They've been absolutely sizzling hot in the Premier League. All their players are coming back at exactly the right time. They've got no chance of winning any other silverware. They are the holders. And I do believe that actually Monsieur Wenger does have a soft spot for the FA Cup. He did win the double his first year as a manager in England back in 1996. And I think the Arsenal players, they really respect what the FA Cup is. And the fact that it's at Wembley for the semi-final and the final, basically two home games for the Gunners. So I'm going to have to put my neck on the line and say Arsenal will win the FA Cup.
And potentially, with the way the draw has worked out, we could have a Liverpool-Arsenal FA Cup final. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the podcast about 3 weeks ago, yours truly and my good friend on the other line right now, Nick Webster, we were at each other's throats, still debating the 2001 FA Cup final in Cardiff. The first away from Wembley, when Wembley was being renovated, 2001, the Cardiff final between Liverpool and Arsenal. Frederick Ljungberg scores late.
The first FA Cup final that had a basketball game during the field of play.
Nick Webster still will not give up the Stefan Honcho quote-unquote handball in front of the goal. Or both. Or can you call it a double handball from Stefan Honcho? Michael Owen, of course, the boy wonder, the wondrous Michael Owen, then scored two sublime goals to astonishingly give Liverpool a 2-1 victory. My beloved father is an Arsenal supporter, and there will never be a day that makes me more happy looking back on than just thinking about the look on Martin Abarea's face in our British expat house with our good friends in Capitola on that May morning in 2001. It was the day that made, and you'll love this, Nick, it was the day that made my father say, I will never, ever root for Liverpool. No matter how much I love my son, I will never root for Liverpool because of that glorious day back in May of 2001. So could it be 14 years later, Liverpool and Arsenal, a rematch in the FA Cup final? I sure hope so. All right, last prediction, shall we say here, Nick. Let's get into the Premier League. I've been playing devil's advocate on the podcast. I've been doing a little bit of poking at the embers here, trying to create a little bit of drama, trying to say that I'm not conceding the title to Chelsea quite yet. Chelsea are probably, I'm going to still give them the probably going to win the title. So I've talked enough about that one. Let's move to the fourth place situation. You got Liverpool, who over the last two match days have just been piss poor, the epitome of piss poor against two massive rivals in United and Arsenal. But after what Man City showed today, losing to Crystal Palace, and the way they are just plummeting, and this team of mercenaries, this team of overpaid wanks who just do not care, and Pellegrini's gang have just given the most abysmal title defense, in my opinion, in Premier League history, and you've got City sitting 7 points above not only Liverpool, but sitting 7 points above Spurs, and there's the cockroaches that refuse to die in seventh place on 53 in Southampton. Are you still putting your money on Manchester City to finish in a Champions League spot, Nick Webster?
Wow. Yes, that's a tough one right now. I mean, City are plummeting faster than a horse draws. But you'd have to say that there's just too much quality in the team. They will get their stuff together. They will make the Champions League. But let's go back to Liverpool for just a second. Brendan Rodgers now saying that he's being kind of misquoted, and he was taken out of context when he said that Liverpool have no chance of making the Champions League. I mean, come on, Brendan Rodgers. I mean, what on earth is this man playing at?
I can't answer this. You always talk to me on the podcast as if I'm Brendan Rodgers' agent, like I'm in his ear, like Raheem Sterling's agent, like I speak for him. I have no idea what the man is thinking. He is very pragmatic. He is very calculated. He wears all black. He is the Johnny Cash of British football. I don't know what Brendan Rodgers is thinking. If I were to take a guess, I would say that he's playing his own level of calculated mind games, and he's taken a little bit of pressure off of his team.
Well, look, he's come out and said, oh, we have no chance of qualifying for the Champions League. And then today he says, well, I didn't mean we have no chance of winning, getting into the Champions League. What I'm kind of saying is we're not giving up on it just yet.
Well, I'm not giving up on it quite yet. There was this wise, bald-headed geezer, this British expat who calls Southern California home. His name was something Nicholas Charlotte's Webster or something. And he once told me, he said to me, this wise man, he said, belief, the most powerful substance in all of football. And you know what I've got right now? I have belief. Okay, I'm also going to throw this out there. I had plenty of belief on Friday night when I said that Liverpool were going to walk into the Emirates and get out of Arsenal with a 2-1 victory. So you see how far belief got me last weekend. But you know what? I refuse to give it up. We're going to head to break. Nick, can you stick around to the end of the show? We're going to do a little word association when we get back. We're going to talk about our good friend Robin Burt, some Alexi Lalez, some Don Garber. You stick around for a little while?
I'll give you one more segment, mate, just because I love you.
Oh, we love you. We love you. And where you talk, we listen. World Soccer Talk Radio right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Nate Amarea with Nick Webster. Tomorrow, Phil Shane on the program. We are taking this train home here on Sirius XM, CRN Digital Radio, the Armed Forces Network. So much good stuff going on this program. Stay tuned on the other side of the break. The oh-so-anticipated word association. We're going to find out what Nick Webster really thinks about the folks on the World Soccer Talk Pod. I might even throw out a question of what he really thinks about the host of this show. Should be interesting. Stay tuned. We're back after this. World Soccer Talk Radio.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Nate Abarea back here with Nick Webster on the World Soccer Talk Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're taking this train home with the first edition of Word Association. I throw out a name, a thing, a team, and Nick Webster is going to tell me the first thing that comes to his mind. Could be one word, could be a few words, and Nick Webster is going to do his best to keep it clean. We've got less than 2 minutes on the clock. We're heading to the finish line. We start with the first name, Nick Webster. When you hear David Beckham, you say...
good-looking geezer and good at free kicks as well.
Mighty nice free kicks. You wouldn't have been to the 2002 World Cup without them. That's right. David Beckham, England's favorite son, the Spice Boy. All right. World Soccer Talk pod contributor, pundit extraordinaire, Chardonnay chugger, Robin Burt. When you hear Robin Burt, Nick Webster, you say...
fat bastard.
When you hear Patrick Vieira, you say...
Ryan Giggs.
Ooh, that was a low, low blow. 1999. Can you hear me now? LA Galaxy. When you hear LA Galaxy, Nick, you say...
I say...
Ooh.
Dakar.
Ooh. Ooh, you say exhausted. You say absolutely exhausted. I'm exhausted of the Galaxy. I'm sick and tired of them, but they're not going anywhere, so I'm going to have to deal with them. And Steven Gerrard is going to be a Galaxian come July. Going to stab me in my scouse heart every time I have to watch one of those matches. All right, we have two left. We have less than 40 seconds to go. When you hear Nigel Pearson, manager of Leicester City, when you hear Nigel Pearson, Nick, you say...
prick.
That's what he'd call you, too. And last but definitely not least, Nick Webster, when you hear the name Nate Abarea, you say...
Star in the making.
Oh, what an absolute sweetheart. Nick Webster, thank you so much for bailing us out here on the World Soccer Talk Radio Show. Tune in tomorrow night. Phil Shane will be joining us, our guest of honor, the man who was one of the original voices of Major League Soccer and the U.S. men's national team. My name's Nate Abarea. Get at me on Twitter, Nate WST. We love you. We'll